Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. We'll have a new open of the show hopefully next week. Working on it as we speak. You know, we've got new music throughout the show, but the open of the show will have some interesting wrinkles. We'll have that all for you next week. It was in the planning stages. Now it's in the operation stages, and we should be ready to roll next week. Some good things have happened this week. As you know, Facebook was crashing, and today we found out South Dakota legislature passed a ban on boys competing in girls' sports. That's a good thing. Kristi Noem did a good thing. South Dakota's House of Representatives voted 50-17, approving the bill. And the Senate approved it. No Democrats voted for the bill. 10 Republicans voted against it. The upper chamber of the Senate passed the legislation 26-7. The bill says that any sports teams at schools must be based on the biological sex at birth of their participating athletes. If a team is designated a girls' team, biological boys will not be allowed to participate. It was introduced at the request of South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. And she's right. She says this is about fairness. It's about making sure our girls have a chance to be successful and to compete and to win scholarships and potentially go on to play professional sports. We want them to have the opportunity to do that. Just think about all the girls who are unlucky enough to play this year. And some boy got in their way and took their scholarship away. How rude, how disgusting, how mentally ill. What nutcases are in this country? It's amazing. In other countries of the world, people are all worried about starving to death. In America, they worry about whether they should really have a penis or a vagina. If that's all you got to worry about, count yourself as blessed. More good news. Michael Avenatti found guilty of defrauding Stormy Daniels, basically of stealing $300,000 of a book advance. And now he faces a maximum prison penalty of 20 years for a wire fraud guilty verdict. And another 2 years for aggravated identity theft charges. So he faces 22 years in jail. Michael Avenatti, who at one point, the sleazeball lawyer who was suing Trump and torturing Trump in the media every day, at one point said he was going to run for president of the United States. And how low can you go? Now he's facing 22 years in prison with a guilty verdict, not just 22 years in prison before a trial, but found guilty. More good news. A poll is out, and just what I said yesterday, I said there was a guy in the Olympics who says he's not gender fluid. What's the other word? Non-binary. He's non-binary. He's like a frog or a tadpole. He can switch from male to in his mind. He can switch from male to female in a moment's notice, you know. He thinks he's dreaming he's got a vagina when he's got a penis, or he's dreaming he's got a penis when he's got a vagina. This is the kind of mental illness that permeates our society, and all the young snowflakes. And I said, I'm not going to watch the Olympics, and I know millions of others aren't either. Screw you. And I'm not going to watch it just because it's in China. Screw the Chinese. And the latest polls out, a morning consult poll, 40% of American adults refuse to watch the Olympics. Viewership could be the lowest ever. Good news. Great news. And now my commentary I like to read in the opening segment. My commentary says it's time for the mother truckers of America to shut down the vaccine mandate. How about a blockade of the Super Bowl? Don't get me wrong. I love the Super Bowl. I don't love the politics of the social justice dealers who play the game, but I've loved NFL football for 50 years now, since I was a little boy and my hero Roger Staubach was winning Super Bowls. I can't wait to bet the big game. That's the real reason most of us love the NFL. We love betting on the games. But I can wait a week longer, or two, or three. We could play the Super Bowl in March, because there's something much more important at stake right now. The health of America, the survival of America, life and death. The COVID vaccine mandate is ripping this country apart. We need to kill the vaccine mandate today. We don't have time to spare. It's time for bold measures. My new book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, calls for conservatives to boycott, strike, and protest across this country based on the brilliant civil disobedience strategy of Reverend Martin Luther King. It's time to use civil disobedience to kill the vaccine mandates. In America, we need our courageous mother truckers to blockade the Super Bowl. It's time for thousands of 18-wheeler trucks to surround SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles. Just like 57,000 trucks in Canada have blockaded Ottawa, Canada's capital. They aren't leaving until Canada is free again, until they've driven a stake through tyranny, until the vaccine mandate is dead in Canada. That's how we catch the attention of America's corrupt media, corrupt politicians, and the dumb, clueless NFL that demands both vaccines and masks the entire game outdoors for the Super Bowl. Blockade the Super Bowl. And after that, if the morons of the Biden administration and the corrupt, clueless Democrat governors and mayors won't listen, it's time for a million-man, 18-wheeler, mother-trucker convoy across this nation to blockade every state capital and, most importantly, Washington, D.C. No one gets in, no one gets out until the vaccine mandate is dead. No goods get delivered to market until the vaccine mandate is dead. The truckers of America are uniquely positioned to win this battle, because they can single-handedly shut down this nation. Without truckers, there's no gas, no goods, no groceries. And if they block the streets of government capitals, you know, like Washington, D.C., or the capital of New York, or the capital of California, in New York it's Albany, in California it's Sacramento, in Nevada it's Carson City, there's no more hot air from the politicians. Good riddance. We have more proof than ever that the COVID vaccine is useless, worthless, and dangerous. In just the past few days, we learned these scientific facts. Israel was the first nation in the world to vaccinate virtually their entire population. They are on to their fourth jab and planning their fifth. The results? More Israelis have COVID infections per capita than anywhere else on the globe. Israel also leads the world per million citizens in COVID death rate. There goes that lie. Oh, the vaccine, it doesn't stop COVID. It doesn't stop the spread. You still have to wear your mask. But at least it stops death and hospitalizations. Really? Israel leads the world in COVID death rate. Almost the whole country is vaccinated 2, 3, and 4 times, and they lead the world in COVID death. How about hospitalizations? According to Professor Yaakov Jerish, director of Ishilov Hospital's coronavirus ward, obviously in Israel, right now, this is a quote from him, right now, most of our severe cases are vaccinated. They had at least 3 injections, and between 70 to 80% of the serious cases are vaccinated. So the vaccine, here's the line that matters, you listening? The vaccine has no significance regarding severe illness. Isn't that what they just told us? It doesn't stop COVID, and it doesn't stop the spread of COVID, but it stops severe illness. Really? The vaccine has no significance regarding severe illness. But it's not just Israel. The numbers are damning all over the world. Data from PHS, Public Health Scotland, shows COVID cases are far higher than the vaccinated. And by the way, there's 4 levels, and it shows that the unvaccinated are better than the people vaccinated once. They're better than the people have vaccinated twice. They're better than the people have vaccinated with the booster 3 times. Britain's Office for National Statistics, ONS, reports death rates for vaccinated 5-year-olds are 52 times higher than unvaccinated children. 52 times better chance your kid will die after getting the COVID vaccine than if they were not vaccinated. And the numbers are pretty damn similar for 10-year-olds and 14-year-olds and 19-year-olds. Whistleblowers report raw data kept by the Department of Defense, DOD, for military personnel showing almost 300% increase in cancer, 680% increase in multiple sclerosis, 551% increase in immune disease, 487% increase in breast cancer, 472% increase in female infertility, and stunning increases in heart attacks, strokes, blood clots, and diseases of the nervous system since vaccinations began. Also, myocarditis rates, heart disease, are exploding all over Europe. And finally, life insurance giant Aegon just announced life insurance payouts skyrocketed 258% in the third quarter of 2021 compared to 2020. What changed? Vaccines didn't exist in 2020, at least not the COVID vaccine. If anyone seeing this scientific data still wants to vaccinate, good luck. You'll need it. But you're free to vaccinate to your heart's content. But those of us who see flashing red neon lights cannot be forced to vaccinate against our will or lose our jobs or be banned from society. The vaccine mandate must be killed. I believe thousands of 18-wheeler trucks blockading the Super Bowl might finally get the message through, loud and clear. And if government still doesn't get the message, then it's time for a truck blockade of 50 state capitals and Washington, D.C. Thank God for our mother truckers. You know, if this was my podcast, I'd use the F word, and I'd say, how do you stop these mass murdering mother effers? With our mother truckers. You stop the mother effers with your mother truckers. That's my commentary. It's my national newspaper column that'll be out this weekend. Newspapers around the country through Creators Syndicate. When we get back, I will read you the British numbers about children 52 times more likely to die after the COVID shot, and the military numbers from Ron Johnson, United States Senator from Wisconsin. And then I'll tell you the story of another vaccine death. 24-year-old Kentucky man dies after getting the COVID vaccine. And Major League Baseball coaches and staff get a no-jab, no-job mandate. Players protected by their union. They don't have to get vaccinated. Coaches lose their jobs if they're not vaccinated. I think we surround every Major League Baseball stadium with the same 18-wheeler truckers. Screw you.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if, for whatever reason, you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals. Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Kaufman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told JP he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Kaufman does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. The sponsor of this segment of the show, opening segment, opening half hour of the show, is Energized Health. John and Chelsea Jubilee, my great friends, regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Recently, they were guests at my wedding. Everyone kept saying, wow, you look so much younger, healthier, and thinner, Wayne, at age 60 than age 50. What did you do? And I pointed them to John and Chelsea, and they said, and I said, they did it. Go talk to them. Matter of fact, a candidate for governor of Nevada just said to me this morning, you look so fantastic. How do I contact those Energized Health people? I want to get in great shape for the campaign. So I gave them John Jubilee phone number, and hopefully they'll be on Energized Health now. Energized Health changed my life, and the proof isn't just how I look. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous kind, visceral inner body fat, the kind that's around your organs that you can't see, because on the outside I look thin. And I gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days, and I've kept it all off the fat for over a year. Don't take my word for it. I've received more fan mail about Energized Health than any other advertiser in my history. John and Chelsea are transforming the lives of my fans. They report losing huge amounts of fat, throwing out their prescription drugs, gaining energy, and enjoying the best health of their lives. And right now, Energized Health has a sweetheart deal for Valentine's Day. My fans get the WAR 40% off discount, plus your sweetheart is free. You got to sign up by Valentine's Day, but you get 40% off, and your sweetheart is 100% free. Go to EnergizedHealth.com or call 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895, anywhere in the United States, and just mention WAR, and you get 40% off, and your sweetheart is free. Thank you. right. I mentioned the Canadian truckers, and the Canadian government wanted a towing company to start towing the 18-wheeler trucks. And the family-owned towing company released a statement refusing to assist the Canadian police in impounding the peaceful Freedom Convoy. Inter-Pacific Transport Limited, Calgary's only family-owned 24/7 full-service transportation crane and container service company, released a statement on Wednesday rejecting requests from the Royal Canadian Mounted Police to assist in the removal of trucks. The company received a call from Alberta's Mounties and other agencies requesting towing services at the U.S.-Canada border, but they turned them down, and their statement was, "We at Inter-Pacific Transportation Group agree with peaceful protesting and stand with our lawful friends throughout the industry who are fighting for their Canadian rights and freedom throughout Alberta and the rest of Canada." That's from the CEO, Jonathan Francis. "As many Canadians are well aware, this is a very uneasy situation for any business within the trucking and transportation industry. That said, it's not in our best interest or personal interest to assist with towing and impounding of Canadians, and we have chosen to refuse to assist with this request and any other request of such nature surrounding the convoy, unless it's requested by a driver for mechanical reasons." Wow. I love these guys. Fantastic. That is fantastic. So, good luck to our mother truckers in Canada. I love these guys. They vow to fight until it's a free nation again. And then here's the numbers from England. I told you, I'd tell you about those numbers. I said that 52% times more likely a five-year-old to die if you're vaccinated, to die of COVID, than if you're unvaccinated. This is from the ONS, Britain's Office for National Statistics, released their age-standardized data on mortality rates of individuals in several age groups, indicating that those who receive their COVID-19 vaccines have suffered a death rate 54 times greater compared to the unvaccinated ones. Wow. So let's see. For children 15 to 19, the risk of death increases by double if they take the first shot and over triple if they take the second. For 10 to 14-year-olds, the risk of dying increases by 10 after the first dose and 51.8 times after the second dose versus kids who are unvaccinated. Overall, this means children between 10 and 19 who have had at least one shot of COVID had a 3.7 times greater chance of dying than the unvaccinated. Moreover, the weekly deaths among children ages 10 to 14 have risen by 44% in the year 2021 compared to the five-year average between 2015 and 2019. And then British children 52 times more likely to die after the COVID shot who are 5 years old. I mean, the numbers are staggering. We'll be right back.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now. USA Radio News.
Good afternoon, I'm James Kimmel. A federal jury has convicted California lawyer Michael Avenietti on charges that he defrauded former porn star client Stormy Daniels out of nearly $300,000 for penning a book about an alleged affair with former President Donald Trump. The FAA says a record number of laser beams were directed at aircraft in the United States last year. People on the ground have been shining their lasers at pilots in order to cause temporary blindness. ABC News reports the FAA received 9,700 laser strike complaints in 2021. Former Vice President Mike Pence was speaking in Florida this afternoon, attending the Federalist Society's Florida Chapter Conference.
After President Biden tried to mandate vaccines for 90 million Americans in businesses across America, and it was our new conservative majority on the Supreme Court that struck that mandate down.
This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
My my board op and producer, O'Sullivan, showing his Irish roots, playing U2 in back-to-back segments. Thank you there, Chris. I love U2. It's probably my favorite group in the world. Those are probably my two favorite songs in the world. Incredible songs. By the way, the numbers are out with the latest VAERS report, and they're staggering. 23,149 deaths from the vaccine. Not from COVID, from the vaccine. An increase of 542 over the previous week. 183,311 reports of serious injuries during the same period, up 4,300 from the previous week. Numbers are just staggering. Staggering numbers, and well over a million people. 1,088,000 adverse effects, including tons of hospitalizations, doctor visits, long-term hospitalizations, disabilities, birth defects, life-threatening situations, emergency room visits, permanent disability, and death. So numbers are staggering. Sponsor of this segment of the show is Liberty Projects. You know, I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects before. They've got a wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. And the Liberty Projects purchased the property, repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help. And we just can't let that happen. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their own pockets. And I know they need to raise a whole bunch of money. And I know that my listeners are just fantastic people. And a lot of you are veterans. And all of you appreciate veterans. And I told them you could count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only for the program to help vets and horses. It's up to us freedom-loving patriots to make this happen. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com today. That's vetsandhorses.com. I've got my guest here, Jason Damian Hill. He is a professor of philosophy at DePaul University in Chicago, author of the new book, We Have Overcome, an Immigrant's Letter to the American People. Jason Damian Hill, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
So you caught my eye because you are an immigrant from Jamaica, and you believe America is the best place for any minority to live, and I think that's absolutely true, and I'd love you to expound on it.
Well, in that book that you've mentioned, and in a new book that I just published 2 months ago called What Do White Americans Owe Black People, I make the case that as an immigrant who came to America at the age of 20, 36 years ago, I'm 56, and I've been to about 45 countries in the world because of my work. I have never seen a more amazing people than the American people. And I think that the American Republic, this great republic of ours that is collapsing because of Marxist, leftist, and woke supremacists and critical race theorists is an unprecedented phenomenon, Wayne, against the backdrop of history. I have lived in Germany. I've lived in Hungary. I've visited a lot of countries. I've never seen a country such as ours that is more accommodating to strangers, to foreigners, to minorities, and is the protector of individual rights than any other country. And I think that if you are if you are a foreigner, if you are gay, if you are black, if you are a woman, America is the best place that you can come to. And I detail in my books why I think this is possible.
You know what's funny about me, Damien? I'm the only conservative in America who can say this. I'm a white Jewish kid who grew up in an all-Italian neighborhood, a bunch of Italian toughs who were all gang members, right? And a lot of them were mafia children. And it was surrounded by an all-black town, Mount Vernon, New York, on the Bronx borderline. And I went to Mount Vernon Middle School and Mount Vernon High School, which were 90% plus black. So I was one of the few white kids in an all-black school, and I understand, you know, I mean, I spent my life around nothing but African-Americans and a few Italians. So, I mean, I have an understanding that no other white conservative host has. And I just don't see the racism and the prejudice. I mean, is there some? Sure. Are there some people in America who hate black people? I'm sure they are. I don't know them. I don't want to be around them. I have no interest in white extremism or white nationalists who hate black people. I don't see it. I meet people at all these Republican events, Jason, who are white and who love America, but who love black people. They love them. They love when a black person is a speaker and talks about Republican and conservative values. I don't hear anyone saying any derogatory things about black people. I just think Democrats say this all day because that's how they win elections, by scaring black people. But there is no gigantic amount of racism today. I'm sure there was in the Civil War in the 1920s, but today there's no giant amount of racism against black people. It's just, I don't see it. I'm around plenty of white people who could say it to me quietly and whisper it in my ear. I don't hear anyone who has anything bad to say about black people.
Well, I agree with you, Wayne. As a black person who's lived here for 36 years, I think we have to understand a couple of things. We are living in an age of what I call Americophobia, where the left hates this country so much. It hates capitalism. It hates individualism. It hates the concept of self-reliance. And it is force-feeding a diet of victimology and hatred to black people, to hate the great republic that we live in, that has suckered them, that since the 1964 Civil Rights Act has brought full legal equality to blacks, have included blacks in the domain of the ethical, the pantheon of the human community. We have to understand a couple of things, that the left hates America. And it started, I think, with Barack Obama, who did not like this country and who went around on an apology tour and preaching, you know, preaching against American exceptionalism, and preaching against leadership, American leadership, and talking about soft power. This country, blacks today, let me say this, this is going to sound very offensive. Blacks today are the sacred symbols in this country. Speaking as a professor of 25 years in the university, I can say authoritatively that if you're a black person, there is no university that will not send a jet plane for you if you have a mediocre average, average in a classroom.
Exactly. By the way, how do you survive in these crazy politically correct times with all the students being snowflakes and a lot of the black kids being radicalized because they've been convinced, they've been brainwashed that because I'm black, I can't make it in a white man's world? And this is what they think, like these little snowflakes on college campuses. How do you survive without them attacking you?
Oh, they've attacked me, Wayne. I've been canceled. I've been censured by my university. I've been called an racist. I've been called an Arab hater. I've been called a genocidal war criminal. I've been called a supporter of, because I support the state of Israel, a supporter of a genocidal state. But, you know, I've seen the other side, Wayne. I lived under a socialist regime in Jamaica. I come from a family of communists, and I was the only outlier in my family from the age of 12 who decided socialism was a bunch of malarkey.
That's funny.
And I have a spine of steel, and I believe in, unlike academics and intellectuals and elites, I believe in the average American who has the common sense to wake up and realize that they live in a great, unprecedented republic that is a bastion for freedom. People are risking, Haitians, Cubans, Nicaraguans, Hondurans, people are risking their lives to get into this country right now.
Right.
If this
exactly.
is such a pernicious, evil country, why would they be willing to come here? So the way I survive is by, I love America. I'm a great patriot of this republic. I love it to death. I made a covenant when I first came here at the age of 20 that I would never depend on America. I would give back to America the privilege for what she has given me to make something of my life. And that love of America, Wayne, that love and that passion for the great spirit of the American people is what keeps me going. And a belief in our constitutional republic.
Do you realize in 2015, Professor Jason Damian Hill, I wrote a commentary for Fox News and I said, President Trump, well, in those days he wasn't President Trump, Donald J. Trump, if he's elected president, I said, he's going to become America's first black president. And I said, the reason why, it's not because he's black, because obviously he's not black, but just like Clinton, they used to call Clinton America's first black president because he acted so friendly to black people. But what did he really do for black people? I said, Trump will create the lowest black unemployment in history and the lowest Latino unemployment in history, and it'll go down as the best thing that ever happened to black and Latino people. Well, that's exactly what happened, and yet still the majority of blacks and Latinos voted against Trump. It makes no sense, does it?
It makes no sense. Look, I think I am a great admirer of former President Trump's policies, and I think people are put off by his personality. First of all, he's an alpha male. And I have degrees in philosophy and psychology. I know what the alpha male is like. They don't shrug nonsense. They don't suffer fools gladly. I think a lot of people have been put off by his personality and have not looked at the actual policies that have benefited blacks and the lowest unemployment rate in recent history. I think they're sort of offset by, you know, he's grumpy. He's a curmudgeon.
But you know what, Jason? I'm in the private sector my whole life. Every boss is grumpy. To run a business, it makes you grumpy. I'm grumpy. Exactly. Ask my wife. I'm grumpy all the time. But I'm also a successful person like Trump, and I'm a macho male and a type A personality, an alpha male. I think you have to be grumpy to survive in business. Hey, Jason, the music's on in radio. It's short bursts, and then we get up against ad breaks and news breaks, and we just got to run. But I so enjoy talking to you. I'd like to have you on again. I think you're a fantastic fellow. If you lived in Vegas, we'd be buddies. Trust me. Jason Damian Hill, professor of philosophy at DePaul, and his new book is We Have Overcome, an Immigrant's Letter to the American People. I think you are a breath of fresh air. Fantastic, Jason. God bless you. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Recently, they were guests at my wedding. Everyone kept saying, wow, Wayne, you look so much younger, healthier, thinner at age 60 than age 50. What did you do? I pointed them to John and Chelsea, and I said, they did it. Go talk to them. Energized Health changed my life. The proof isn't just how I look. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous kind, inner body visceral fat, gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days, and I've kept the fat off for over a year. But don't just take my word for it. I've received more fan mail about Energized Health than any other advertiser I've had in history. John and Chelsea are transforming the lives of my fans. My fans report losing huge amounts of fat, throwing out their prescription drugs, gaining energy, and enjoying the best health of their lives. Right now, Energized Health has a sweetheart deal. My fans get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount, plus your sweetheart is free. But you got to sign up by Valentine's Day. Go to EnergizedHealth.com. 40% off, and your sweetheart is free. EnergizedHealth.com.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with his six-piece towel set. USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in the towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups
are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back. The Root's on fire. Wayne Allyn Root, Raw Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. That was Guns N' Roses. As your introduction to segment number 4 in hour number 1 of today's Wayne Allyn Root Show. The sponsor of this segment, Hero 2020. Today, violence and personal attacks are spiking across America. You and your family could be walking or driving into dangerous, life-threatening situations right now. What would you do if your family was carjacked or attacked in a road rage situation? Or a home invasion? Or how would you protect your family from harm? In any number of situations, what would you do? What's that famous line from movies? What would you do? Introduce you to Hero2020.com, a company that's passionate about protecting families and saving lives. Hero has found a solution, non-lethal, award-winning self-defense products. These are super powerful, pepper-based guns and concealed weapons, literally on steroids, no kidding, designed to stop the bad guys in their tracks. Hero is a smart choice for your home, your office, or your car defense. Go to Hero2020.com and use the coupon code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root for a special discount. Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply. So it's hard to believe those numbers I read you just a little while ago before we had our interview. Was that guy a great guy, though? That interview with a black Jamaican who moved here when he was 20 years old, now he's 56. First name was Jason. What a great guy. A professor from DePaul University. I don't know how he survived. His class has been boycotted at DePaul, and I'm sure they're trying to get rid of him simply because he loves America and he believes in America. But before that interview, I was talking about the numbers out of England and the data for kids, 10 years old and 12 years old and 15 years old and 19-year-old. And just basically all of them together
52 times more likely to die after you've been vaccinated versus unvaccinated. And otherwise healthy children, these are kids who are never sick. Weekly deaths among children ages 10 to 14 have risen by 44% last year in the year 2021 compared to the five-year average. That's the only thing different in all these stats I'm giving you is the vaccine. Here's the numbers from Senator Ron Johnson, who had a hearing last week. He's a United States Senator, Wisconsin, at a hearing in the U.S. Senate with whistleblowers who came forward to disclose all the numbers kept by the military database by the Department of Defense. All these whistleblowers were brought forward by lawyer Thomas Renz, who's been a regular guest on this show. I think we've had him on three or four times in the last few months. And these are the numbers that you find. First of all, cancer is up 300% or so in the U.S. military versus the five-year average since the vaccine came into existence in the year 2021. And it's so important to mention this because I had someone, when I gave this stat to someone the other night, I don't remember, I was at dinner and I was having a little argument with someone and I told them these numbers and they were like, well, big deal, maybe, you know, out of everyone in the military is young and healthy, maybe five people had cancer and now 10 have cancer. That's double. Sounds horrible, but it goes from 5 to 10. That's still nothing. And I said, well, actually, no. Actually, in Americans in the military each year, the five-year average is about 35,000 get cancer every year. And now the number is over 120,000 got cancer last year. You don't find that to be an incredible number? Cancer in young people in the military? I mean, most of the military is young. I mean, everybody's under the age of 40, other than the colonels, the majors, the generals. The troops are all in their 20s and 30s, the old men. How could there be 120,000 plus with cancer in 1 year out of 1.5 million? That's a monstrous number. And in the past, it was always 35,000. Okay, the five-year average of neurological issues, 82,000 a year. Last year, 863,000 in neurological issues. And, you know, you can't have, you know, of course you're going to be stressed out when you're about to go to a, you know, in a battlefield, you could die. But that doesn't mean it's good that hypertension, which is stress, is up 2,181% versus the year before or versus the five-year average. Okay, and malignant, meaning cancer of the esophagus, 894% increase. Multiple sclerosis, 680% increase. Guillain-Barré, which is an immune disorder, 551% increase. Breast cancer, 487% increase. Some of these I don't even know. One of them says demyelinating, 487% increase. What is that? I have no idea. It's nothing I ever want to get. Sounds bad. How about problems with the thyroid and endocrine glands? Up 478% since the vaccine. Female infertility up 472%. Pulmonary embolism. I know you don't want to get that. That's a stroke, right? 468% increase. Ovarian dysfunction, 437% increase. Testicular cancer, 396% increase. I don't want to get that. All the heart issues. I mean, there's so many heart issues in here, I can't even list them all. Basically, all these soldiers' hearts are exploding. It's just sad. It's just tragic. It's just mass murder. And if you want to give these vaccines to your children over my dead body, we'll be right back.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
3-5.